Welcome to the Plentiful Goddess Podcast. My name is Jessica Caravat, and I'm a holistic coach for women, certified vegan nutritionist, fitness trainer, yogi, and Reiki master. I have coached hundreds of women worldwide, and I made it my mission to help women from all around the world transform their lives and health in ways they didn't think was possible. If you're looking to uplevel your health, learn about the best practical tips on vegan health and fitness, master your menstrual cycle, improve your relationship with food, and so much more, so that you can reconnect with the powerful woman that you're meant to be, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is for you to help you step up your game, reconnect with yourself as a woman, and elevate your health and life. We are going to have so much fun in this podcast. Are you ready? Let's begin. Hello and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, I interviewed my beautiful client, Kate. She worked with me for 7 months and her story is super inspiring and transformational. And I really wanted her to share her story with the world. So I know no matter where you're at in your health journey, you will feel inspired just by listening to her. So here we go. Okay, perfect. So let's just get started. I think the easiest way, Kate, is if you just introduce yourself to us, let us know where you're from, what you do, who you are, just share everything that you'd like to share with us.
Sure. So I'm Kate. I'm from the US and I'll say I'm nearing my 30s. Not quite 30 yet. I work in a city government and I specifically work with seniors in the line of work that I do. And I love my job and I have passions outside of there. I'm currently taking courses to become a death doula, and I'm also taking hospice training courses. So those are my passions outside of work as well.
I love that. And I love how dedicated you are to growing. And that's why I loved working with you as well, because I saw you being very passionate about growing and evolving and learning more and becoming a better person or a better version of yourself every single day, right? So I saw that in you. Now, I am curious, Kate, because of course, you know, we have known each other for a while now. And so going back a couple of months ago, when we first started working together, how did you decide, or why did you decide to work with me? What was the motivation for you to join my coaching program, to join the Women's Academy of Transformation?
Well, I was looking for a coach of some kind for quite a while at that point. It was around November of the year previous, where I was just kind of like not really feeling happy with how I looked or how I felt or anything. So I was looking for coaches or maybe even some like, you know, nutritionist that I could consult or something to change me. Because I was realizing as I was approaching 30 that maybe I shouldn't feel as lost as I felt. And I just quite frankly wasn't comfortable in my own body. And that is a really terrible feeling. I mean, I was getting more comfortable with being who I was, but not physically being with me. I want to make that distinction, like, and that's because that's kind of important. I was, I think it was the following year, you had done an Instagram live with my friend Laura, and you guys were talking about women's health, specifically hormonal health, which is, I would say, the backbone of what you do, Jess. And I was so fascinated by it. And I was just like, okay, I need to follow this person. Like, she seems really cool. I like everything that she said. And so I was kind of like going through your content and liking stuff. And you were just like, oh, hey, like, I actually offer this coaching program. And I was wondering if I could talk to you about it. And I'm just like, part of me was just like, sure, yeah, no. Part of me was just like slightly confused that you actually reached out, because there are some people who just never do. Like, people will follow them and just never engage. I was like surprised by that, but also I was just like, this is surprised by the fact that I'm like, wow, I was actually really looking for something again. And I was like, wow, okay, this could be something. So we started chatting, and I think I knew that the program was right for me and that I was probably meant to be in it. I did have a little bit of a cold feet at first, but after crunching the numbers and seeing financially that it could work for me, I was just like, okay, yep, I'm ready for this change. Bring it on.
Yeah, I love that. And I remember you being a part of the live with Laura. I saw you in there and I think you were engaging a little bit with it as well. So that's why usually, like, I think social media is really a place to
that's what is called social, right? To be social with others. And I feel like today a lot of social media is really moving away from those personal connections. And I'm sure that like, if I wouldn't have reached out or if we wouldn't have gotten in touch, who knows, right? Who knows what would have happened? And I think that's kind of the best way to just like really connect with people. Like the fact that you're in the US and I am in Europe, right? Just made it so easy for us to see, you know, where you wanted to go. Now, I'm curious because I feel like a lot of women feel very similar like you, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't feel comfortable in my skin and I need to make a change. What specifically, like, because I feel like the coaching aspect, coaching is still a very new concept to a lot of people, right? A lot of people have never even considered it in the first place. So right. How did you know that you wanted coaching in the first place? Like, how did you know that coaching was the right way for you to go?
Well, I knew that, I knew this for a couple of reasons. I knew that back in November as well, that I was kind of wanting to go more towards a vegan lifestyle. I've been wanting to do it for a very long time. I was not vegan when I joined this program, just a disclaimer there. And I knew that I wanted to do this, but I've seen so many people not do it properly that I'm just like, okay, if I got to do this, I got to make sure I'm doing it correctly. And I was still in the mindset of like, you know, I'm so busy. I don't have time for anything or anyone else. I felt like I didn't have the time to actually sit down and kind of like learn about proper nutrition while being vegan. So I was like, okay, I need someone to tell me what to do, basically. Or tell me the workouts that I need to do, just because I was so disconnected from working out. I think, this is as we were coming out of like the height of the pandemic as well. So I hadn't seen a gym in quite a while. So I felt like completely lost in that arena as well. So yeah. I knew I needed some, and I also needed someone to support me too, because as many clients will probably tell you, it's hard to go through something like this on your own. Without at least having some like a presence there to support you. You may not need constant support, but you need a presence, whether it be to reinforce what you're doing or just, you know, someone who gets what you're going through, and it makes it a little bit easier.
Definitely. And I would also say a lot of times when I actually speak to people, they're like, oh yeah, I do have support. It's my friends or my family. But it's different because friends and family, they will not 100% always understand what you're going through, right? And having someone that has been through what you're going through and has come out on the other side, teaching right. you exactly what you need to know in order to come also out on the other side the way that you want to, is always a difference, right? Yeah. Because most coaches, I agree with you, there are a lot of coaches out there that are not doing it properly, and people that are not taking it too seriously. And so It makes me a little sad, because you know me at this point, like I pour my heart and soul into what I do because I truly believe that this can change people's lives. But unfortunately, of course, the truth is that not everyone has the same approach to coaching and understands really what coaching is about, because ultimately it's about really helping people like you transition and change and become the version that they like to be. I do want to know more about your vegan journey though. Mm-hmm. Because I think I recall when we were talking for the first time, you said you were considering it, but you have people in your life like nutritionists or doctors tell you that veganism, a vegan diet is not the healthiest or something like this, where you told me, yeah, there's people around me don't really understand why I would like to do that, right?
Yeah, no, that's kind of true. It was just some feedback from like people in my personal life that were just like, you know, I don't get like what's the benefit of that is. Why not just vegetarianism? And I'm just like, there's like a huge process that goes into, you know, like dairy farming and, you know, a bunch of other things and just how dairy generally isn't good for you, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel like it kind of hit a little bit, but didn't completely break the surface with people, which whatever, they're on their own journeys. But the incident that you're talking about, that was actually a nutritionist that I was talking to who was going to be a coach. So it was someone that I met through work, and I was talking to him and he was just like, and I was like, oh, like I'm looking for like some nutrition consulting, some kind of like physical training as well. And he goes, and I was talking, saying like, oh, I was also wanting to go vegan at some point as well. And like kind of just like making my desires known. And he was just like, he's like, you know, it's not a quick fix for weight loss or anything. I'm like, that's not the reason why I'm doing this. But, and he goes, I think he also mentioned, oh, a vegan diet will, you know, make you really gassy or something like that. And I'm just like, really? That's the best argument you have? Like, I mean, if it was something else, I maybe would have listened. But like now I'm like, well, now you've lost me. Like, if that's like your best argument, like, you know, get out of here, please.
See, I don't even have words to say to you about this, because I feel like there's so many people still that are not educated in those aspects. And it is okay, because everyone is on their own journey. But I don't agree with people that completely shut it off and don't even try to understand and don't even try to be curious about, right? How it kind of worked the right way. So, I mean, I feel like your transition was pretty smooth. But I would love to hear from you, like, how was the transition into veganism once you joined the program?
It was actually really easy. I think because I had been wanting it to do it for a while, that it was just kind of like a natural thing that I was just able to do. And I do have some friends who are vegan in real life. I put that in quotes. But I do have friends who are vegan around me as well, who were vegan previously. So I'm like, okay, I can kind of have them guide me a little bit, like how they've kind of been doing. But it was a fairly easy transition. I'm not going to lie. The first maybe day or two, I missed cheese, which, I mean, in a million years, I don't think I could eat it. I think I would just be sick at the sight of it. Actually, it's funny, like when I go grocery shopping, whenever I go down like the dairy aisle, like they have like these artisanal cheeses that are there. And like, I always like think it smells like absolutely nasty and it looks disgusting. And not to shame anyone who is listening to this podcast who isn't vegan and maybe likes cheese, but this may very well happen to you if you decide to go down this path.
Yeah, I like the cheese argument, because I feel like this is, I don't know if you experience it as well, I think that's one of the most common ones about people, like, I could never give up cheese. And the truth is, guys, like, today we live in 2022, right? 2022. That's the year that we live in. And Jesus, okay, my brain, literal face brain, by the way. So I feel like today we have so many options of vegan cheese at this point. Like, even it's gonna only grow more, right? And in Berlin, for example, there is this vegan shop. It's called Vegans, actually. And they do their own vegan cheeses. Like, anything that you can find as non-vegan cheese, you can find actually as a vegan. Like, it's amazing. It's so good. And my mom is obsessed with cheese. I gave her to try these cheeses and she could not taste the difference between real cheese and that vegan cheese. So it's like, in my opinion, that's like the worst argument that you can have about going vegan. Of course, it depends where you live. Like, for example, right now I'm on Tenerife on the island, and there is one vegan cheese option, and this vegan cheese tastes like cardboard. It's like, it breaks. It's weird. It's weird. It's still fine. Like, you know, we still have it once in a while when like you want to have a sandwich and stuff, but it's not really like, I feel in the US, from the videos that I've seen. And when I was there, I remember you have so many options. Of course you have a lot of stores that you can go to, but there's so many options at this point. I'm like, you will not miss anything.
No, exactly. So, I think this was after I joined the program. I decided, you know what? I did a good job. I'm going to treat myself. I treated myself to a lovely vegan grilled cheese with a little bit of like garlic vegan butter, like coating the bread with some tomato soup. And I was just like, oh, this is so much better than an actual grilled cheese, actually.
Oh, I love grilled cheese. I haven't had it in so long, but I love anything that's like baked with cheese on top. Like, I could like, you know, bath in it. That's the best thing. So.
I completely agree.
Not maybe the best thing to eat every single day, right? Because eventually, like, your stomach and your health is gonna be like, hello. Oh,
your health will go down. Absolutely. My goals, it doesn't align, but every now and then, like, I always like to kind of treat myself. And I was like, you know what? I was so good for the past couple of months. I think I've earned a job well done kind of meal.
Yeah. And would you say? I know we haven't yet discussed your initial goals that you had in the program and what you wanted to work on. How is it for you? Because a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to join like a vegan weight loss program, or like, you know, one of my programs where it's like about becoming better, healthier, losing weight, if that's one of your goals, toning up. Do you feel like you had to really restrict a lot, or do you feel like sometimes I hear people, they're so scared, oh, I will not ever be able to go out with my friends anymore, and I won't have dinner with my family anymore because I cannot eat these things. How was that for you in the program?
And I didn't feel restricted at all, especially because in my previous efforts to lose weight, I was quite restrictive. Like I said, I think I was barely eating like 1200 calories a day, which is like, kind of borderline the danger zone there. And working out, like doing a lot of cardio. So I lost like weight fairly, I would lose it fairly quickly, but like I would gain it back eventually. So I felt more restricted in that mindset than I did the mindset in this program, because I think I remember one of my breakfasts, it was like I think it was like scrambled like tofu on toast, or like, oh, it was the high protein French toast. That's what it was. And someone like was looking at my meal plan, and she goes, "You can have like French toast while you're trying to lose weight." And I'm just like, "I guess let's try it." And lo and behold, that French toast, it works.
Oh my God, so good, isn't
Oh my
it?
God, that's actually one of my favorites. Especially when my Lucio phase, that's like one of my hardcore favorites for sure.
Yes. I love that you say that. And I always try to say that to people as well, that it's not about like 1,200 calories, especially if you work out a lot, is what you say. It's the problem why a lot of people that you can lose weight quickly, like you did, but then you will gain weight back on very quickly because you have not learned how to continue enjoying your favorite meals and understanding nutrition in the first place. I feel like at this point, you have a very good understanding of how to eat, how to balance your meals. So, do you want to share a little bit more about like that knowledge that you've learned about nutrition?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the most basic breakdown in terms of constructing a vegan meal is a protein source, some kind of starch, whether it be like your rice, your brown rice. Brown rice sounds really good right now. I'm sorry. etc. Or even like if you want to go like like buckwheat noodles or soba noodles, I think they're also called. And then some kind of veggies, like I believe it's just one serving, or you could do two maybe, I guess, but depending on if you wanted a lot of fiber, if you wanted like if you're missing some like nutrients there in your diet. And I also know like certain things that like my or like things that my body responds to well in certain phases. I know I'm getting ahead of myself here probably, but like I know magnesium in your luteal phase, which is what I'm in now, is a really like sought after commodity. It helps reduce bloating, along with zinc as well, also helps reduce bloating. So yeah, it's all about having nutrition work for your body, not against it.
I love how you were just like, oh my God, I could have some brown rice right now because like you're in a perfect phase to have it. Can you tell us more? I feel like one of your favorites was definitely the menstrual cycle stuff, right? When we were talking, like this was like mind-blowing to me. Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit more about when you say like luteal phase, what does it all mean? Because people are like, what the hell is she talking about? Would you like to share more about like that type of knowledge that you learned?
Sure, absolutely. Disclaimer, I don't do this as well as Jess, so bear that in mind. You will eventually learn from the master here. So basically, the four phases of your menstrual phase, for those who aren't familiar, there's your follicular phase, which is just after you finish your period or start bleeding or stop bleeding. There's your ovulatory phase when you ovulate. There's your luteal phase, which is the phase just before your period. And then there's your menstrual phase, or your bleed, as we frequently call it in the program. So I'm going to refer to it as that. During these phases, there are certain things that you can do, or that are better to do in those phases. Shouldn't say you can't do them in other phases, but you get the idea.
Just for me to recap what Kate is talking about is understanding like when it comes to what Kate did, the health coaching aspect, a lot of women oftentimes try to follow this very masculine regime of working hard at the gym and restricting calories, right? So kind of what I'm sure you can agree, Kate, is something that we've heard all over. Like I remember when I first started going into workouts, it's all that I knew. It's all that I knew of like pushing harder. And if you feel like throwing up after a workout, it was the best workout, and like, you know, all of that bullshit. And so, yeah. Of course, we live in a time now where information is changing, and unfortunately, a lot of women don't have aspect to what literally Kate was just sharing of the menstrual cycle being our fourth vital health sign, right? And so, why I loved you speaking about it is because you can see that just by applying this knowledge to yourself in a very easy way, taking it step by step, it has made hell of a difference about how you feel and how you wake up and how you show up. So maybe you would like to share more about like how this knowledge has transformed you and has helped you really just feel more in touch with yourself as a woman.
It's really transformed how I go about like my daily life. Like in my follicular phase, I feel like I can basically do anything, which is a great feeling. Even in the ovulatory too, that feeling is still there. But I don't have to fight my body as much if I want to push, or I know when to push if I need to. I know, like, you know, as I'm approaching like my menstrual phase, I kind of know to pull back a little bit, take things a little bit easier. And that kind of added stress that if I were to, you know, really go hard at the gym now, like I would in the follicular phase, it would just build up stress. And it would like not only deplete your muscle gains, or it would also deplete any kind of progress that you have. And I believe in your menstrual phase, if you push, that fat storage can easily be turned on as well. So if you're trying to lose weight, it's counterintuitive if you're female.
Which is such important knowledge, which a lot of women don't really even know in the first place, right? And that's why I feel like so many are frustrated, right? They're like, I'm doing all of the things and I'm eating less and I'm working out hard, you know? And the body's not changing. And that was a case for me. I'm not sure if you remember. There was a time where I would go to the gym like 6 days a week. And like, I was eating and I'm very tall and already was lean. And my fitness coach back then was giving me like around 1,400 calories to eat, which is way too little for like, I was doing 6 days a week workouts, extremely 1.5 hours at the gym, like dying workouts. Yes. Yeah. And like eating only 1,400 calories. Yeah. That was the worst thing that could have happened for me because I was working so much against my body and my feminine health and what my body actually was craving. And the more you know this, how to work with your cycle, the more you will be able to not have have these moments how I felt, right? Having feeling like you're working against yourself. Now, I do want to know, when you joined the program, Kate, what were your initial goals that you really wanted to work on?
Initially, weight loss was pretty much number one at that point. I knew like my mindset with food wasn't good either. And I knew that I had to lose weight differently than how I was losing weight previously, as I mentioned, being in that like kind of restrictive mindset or just feeling negatively about myself while I was losing weight previously. And I'm like, I don't want to do that this time. I really don't want to do that this time. So I knew that my relationship with food really needed to be healed there. And I can say that it has, spoiler alert. Yeah, no, those were in the initial goals. I wanted more energy. I believe that was another one because I felt like I mainly like went home. I went to work, went home, watched basketball and went to bed. That was basically my life. So I'm like, I don't have time for anything else. I feel like I need more energy or more time in the day. There are some other aspects as well. Yeah, I knew my those are the biggest things I would say around that time is that I wanted to become more active. I wanted to, you know, lose weight, have more energy. And those are the main three, I would say.
I want to touch on the aspect that you said before about how oftentimes we think we don't have enough time. I know you have a super busy like life as well. Not only are you working full time, but now you're doing also additional stuff, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone that like you, maybe feels like you, of like feeling uncomfortable with their own self, feeling disconnected from themselves, really wants to become better, work on themselves, but maybe has the belief that there is not enough time. Like I already work so much and maybe people even have children or whatever. What would you say to this person? Sure.
I would say that I think it's just a focus and mindset. I think it's telling yourself that you're worth it and that you're worthy of having self-care because that's really what working out is in a lot of ways. Like, yes, it is like a thing you kind of have to do to keep your body healthy and functioning, but it's also a great form of self-care. I can't even begin to describe like this, especially this time after working out, how much my confidence has grown. So it's a mindset shift and it's a hard one to go through, but the more you realize that you're worth it and that you can create your own time and that you're much more in control of things than you actually are. You can shift that mindset. Even like, say, for example, in the beginning of the program, I would do a lot of my workouts while I was watching basketball. And hell, I still do that when it's the season. So yeah. So you can find ways to make it work. Or even like if I go to the gym, I try and find like a machine near a TV that's showing a game or something, which I know is really weird probably. But yeah, no, you can find ways to make that work. Or even like, say, like with hospice training now or my death doula classes, I listen to podcasts about like, you know, like hospice volunteering, hospice nurses, or issues related to, you know, the patients or the people that we help care for, or provide services for while I'm on my way to work. So it's finding those little gaps and those little moments where you can still find it. So, cause if I can have a job, be taking like classes on two different things, have like, you know, time for my family, my friends, and still work out, you can do it too. Granted, the kids part I can't completely relate to, but you know.
Would you say that because you've been prioritizing yourself, you were able to show up better to your loved ones as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. This has also changed. This is something I'm glad you brought up as well, Jess. This is something that has like radically changed my relationships with people. I am much more present than I was previously. Yeah, no, my relationship has drastically improved. I'm more present when people have conversations. I already feel like through other life experience, I was able to empathize with people quite well, but I feel like I can do that even more so now, especially when it comes to weight loss and building confidence. So I have much more energy to like actually make time for people as well. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't have time to go out and, you know, get coffee or get dinner, you know, time. What is free time? What is that? No, I actually will now carve out time, you know, to actually go and see friends and, you know, or spend time with my family. And I also, the key is also not knowing when not to, cause like, you know, I would just try and especially like when I had started the program, one of the lessons I learned, I would just jam everyone into the weekends, no matter how I was feeling, even if I was feeling like garbage. And I'm like, and I kind of realized, I'm like, my relationships with people are not improving by the fact that, you know, like I'm on day one of my bleed and I'm hanging out with them, you know, or spending time with them. I'm like, no one wins here. Like if anything, like, you know, it's a loss overall. So I need to pull back and take that time for myself. So I would say that's one of the key things there too, is your body working with your relationships too.
What was your biggest discovery or win in a program?
Oh, just one? Oh no.
or let's say top three.
Okay. I was going to say just one. I don't know if I could do that. certainly the nutrition and the training information is certainly a win. So another spoiler here. I did my 4 months with Jess and then I resigned, but in the 4 months initially I had lost 30 pounds, which is, and I did it in a very healthy way, which is a lot of weight to lose. So yeah, I would say that was a win for me there. Just seeing that number go down. I literally did a happy dance out of the room after that day. I was just like, oh my God, I actually did it. I actually did it. So that was a moment I'll never forget. The second one, I would say like there was the first time I had, you know, no PMS and barely any period pain. Cause I was just like, yeah, okay, Jess, I'm not going to feel any period pain. I'm not going to experience PMS, whatever you say. Sorry. even though I knew all this information that you were saying anyway, I was just like, okay, there is a chance that this could happen, but also if it doesn't, then okay, whatever. It's no different than how I was living previously. And the first time I experienced that, I think I remember messaging you and Annie. I'm just like, oh my God, I have no PMS. I have no period pain or barely any. I'm like, this is crazy. This is great. So that was a win for me, realizing that I could get to a point where I don't experience it or barely experience it. So that was a big win for me. But I would say the biggest win would be finding my inner voice and kind of silencing the negative thoughts that surrounded my image, my relationships, my goals, etc. The illuminating light for me, or what made it finally connect, was when you did a call on shadow work, which I think there's also a podcast that you did on shadow work as well. So go and listen to that if you haven't. It was there where I realized, I'm like, all these things that I like, you know, see like as negatives about me are not really negatives at all. So reframing those aspects of myself, I was just like, okay, I can actually be with myself and exist with myself and go ahead and do this. So I would say, though, if I have to narrow down to three wins, those are the wins.
It's so amazing to hear that in a way like this. And I mean, I told you a million times how proud I am of you and how, even though at some points it was harder than others, like you never gave up, you stayed, you continued working on yourself. And it's just so amazing to like see you where you've been from the very first call that we had. To now doing a podcast interview about like who you've become. And I know there's so much more that you can even, you know, learn and grow even more. So I cannot wait to connect with you in another 6 months and see where you're then, which is just so, so freaking exciting. I do want to touch a little bit on why do you think a meal plan and training plan alone is not the ultimate solution to transition to transformation?
Because I'd say you're only getting half the story there. You're getting like this knowledge and you're getting like the basics there, but you don't have that mental component of, you know, reframing your mindset around food. A restrictive mindset is the worst thing you could probably have if you're trying to lose weight or whatever it is you're trying to do. Yeah. And you don't learn how to work with your body properly. Like, yes, you have the moves, but you don't have the knowledge of how to move and when you need to move. Those are what I would say are the key components there.
A lot of times people don't always understand why the way that this program is created has so much like emotional and trauma work as well. And we do like a lot of mindset work, but I think you explained it pretty well that you're more than just what you eat and how you train, right? And as long as you don't change those beliefs about yourself and you don't understand yourself fully, you're going to round around in circles, right? And you're going to go back to your old habits over and over again because you will not actually ultimately change them and make it a new version of yourself, right? A new version of you that has those new beliefs and that you can stick to, you know, all of the new habits that you have created. I'm curious though, because everything that you shared was, of course, very positive, and mm-hmm. we all have challenges, right? So what was, I would say, one big challenge or just one challenge that you faced within the program that you feel like was a little bit harder to go through?
I was going to say, I think it would be external circumstances that made it challenging. Like, I remember there was one time where it was a night where I had to meal, or I was scheduled to meal prep, and my shower broke and I had to go and stay somewhere else. So it threw everything off completely. And I'm just like, why? And I think I even messaged you and Annie. I'm just like, I don't know how I can make this work. And you're just like, it's okay. Things happen. Just do what you can under the circumstances that you can do. So I always kind of go back to that moment whenever I'm struggling. I'm like, okay, do what you can do in this moment. If you feel like you can't do everything, it's not the end of the world. Like there was a time like where I was in my luteal phase and eventually my bleed, and I was like not at home. And I felt so massively uncomfortable that I was just like, okay, no working out. Just focus on your meals. Just focus about being and just going about your day and you're going to be fine. So always kind of lean back into, you know, do what you can do and just do it well.
So do you have to be perfect to achieve your goals?
Oh God, no. There is no such thing as perfection. That's another major win for me, I would say, is finally learning that perfection doesn't exist. So like there are even times like, you know, like I maybe would have like, you know, a square of chocolate while in the program and it didn't cause me to all of a sudden balloon and like, you know, gain all the weight back or gain everything back. So, you know, it goes back to that mindset again, one more time. You don't have to do things perfectly. Just as long as you're consistent enough, you'll see the results that you want to see.
Why did you end up extending for another 3 months?
Because I love you and Annie that much, number one. But also, I knew that I wasn't ready to leave. I knew it wasn't my time yet. So I had felt more, you know, like a little bit more comfortable with nutrition and training and things like that. But I felt like things could be tweaked because like even now, still a little bit, I experience some symptoms of PMS every now and then. So I'm like, okay, certain things can be tweaked still. And I want to make sure I can get this mostly right before I go out on my own and do it. So
I love that. Okay, we're getting to the end of this. And I feel like you have already shared so much about what you have achieved, what you have become, who you have become. And What are some of the next goals that you will be focusing on?
Well, my last goal in the second half of the when I extended was shredding fat and gaining muscle. So instead of just losing weight, it was actually kind of, I guess it's called body recomp as well. So body recomposition. So that's still the journey and where I'm going. And then eventually, when I come to a certain point, I want to bulk. So that's going to be fun and interesting. Other goals, I want to get into a managerial level in terms of my job. And I was told recently by my boss that she sees me in doing that kind of work as well, which is a really flattering thing. I definitely want to eventually become a death doula, like I said, you know, like with these courses. So as a thing that I can do on the side or a complimentary piece as to what I'm doing currently, I want to, you know, find a women's rec basketball league or, you know, even rugby or something, just a place where I can find like some community of some really amazing women who love to play sports, because there's a whole stigma against like with women and women's sports in general that I think is complete nonsense. And those are the main goals that I have right now. I'm sure there's many others that I'm going to probably develop, but those are the crux of what I'm focusing on right now.
I love that so much. Yeah, I'm so excited to see you like achieve all of these goals with ease and in flow and in connection with yourself. And I feel like one of the biggest things that I see in you that has changed is the belief that you have in yourself. The very first call that we had, I felt self-doubt from your end. I felt like you wanted that, but you still didn't 100% believe that it was possible for you. And I feel like at this point, when you shared the new goals, you're like, yeah, just gonna happen, just gonna be me, you know, like I don't even have to worry that, you know, I will not be able to achieve them. I'm sure you can relate to that, to everything that I'm saying. So as we're getting to the end, is there any last words or anything that you would like to share that we haven't covered?
I would say if you're thinking about working with Jess, do it. You're worth it. You won't be the same after this, but you'll be the version of who you want to be. I think those are my good words to end it on. I don't think I could end them better. So
amazing. Thank you so much, Kate. It was wonderful having you on the podcast. I'm sure the listeners enjoyed it as well. I cannot wait to see you grow, and I know I will stay in touch with you, right? So maybe we can do another podcast episode in 6 months from now and actually see where you're at on your own, being able to just like crush the world and do whatever you want to do. So I'm excited to see that. So thank you so much for being on here.
If this sounded inspiring to you and you want to have your own health transformation like Kate did, I invite you to apply to the Women's Academy of Transformation. There will be an application link in the show notes. Click on there, apply, and once we receive the application, we will get back to you and schedule a quick call so we can get to know each other. I'm excited to connect with you. And if you have any more questions, if you just want to connect with me on another way, follow me on Instagram. It's @JessicaCarvad. And I will see you at the next episode.